more environmentally friendly to have an artificial tree or to cut a real one down? The debate is rehashed year after year, in the media, in the industry, and in who knows how many living rooms. This year, the Allegheny Front's Janelle Pfeiffer gets the rack on her automobile ready and searches for answers.
I met Charlene LePant in a small grocery store just north of Pittsburgh. She says every year she has both, an artificial tree and a real one.
It was kind of a compromise because I always had real trees. My husband always had artificial trees, so we compromised.
Talking to Charlene, it doesn't take long to get a feel for the kind of back and forth logic that's bouncing around in people's heads this time of year.
Trees are providing us with oxygen, so the benefit is we keep a live tree in the system. But in the end, I think, where does that artificial tree go? Does it take up space in our landfill and fill up our landfill?
One reason why this question can be so confusing is because the answer changes, depending who you ask. Rick Dungy is from the National Christmas Tree Association, the main trade group representing natural growers. He claims there is no debate. Dungy's really emphatic when he says natural trees are hands down the best for the environment.
Buying something that's natural and biodegradable is always a better option than buying, well, in this case, something that's 100% non-biodegradable, made out of 100% non-renewable resources.
But Brad McAllister, director of WAP Sustainability Consulting, says that in terms of environmental impact, real and artificial trees are actually pretty similar.
In general, what the study found was that there wasn't a clear picture of one tree being better than the other.
The study he's talking about was done by a third party, but was commissioned by the American Christmas Tree Association. That's the group representing artificial tree retailers. McAllister's firm is working to communicate the findings. He says if you consider production and transportation costs, artificial trees use more energy.
An artificial tree does have more of an energy demand to it, but if that artificial tree is used for more than 1 year, it kind of helps pay itself off in a sense, right? There's a payback period.
McAllister's study shows that period to be 6 years. This means that one family using an artificial tree for 6 years is equal to another family using real trees for 6 years in a row. Another study conducted independently in Canada estimates the break-even point at 20 years, which is longer than most families would use an artificial tree. Transportation costs alone are high either way, though it's suggested that more gas is used to move natural trees because they're distributed on much smaller scales. But Dungy says that trees are just crops and that this transportation cost is standard in the U.S. agriculture system.
I guess I'm sort of confused by that whole argument. Our homes are built out of lumber. We wear cotton clothing. We eat all kinds of foods. All kinds of materials that we use every single day are products of agriculture.
One of the strongest arguments against artificial trees is what goes into them. Artificial trees are often made using polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. PVC is a major source of pollutants called dioxins and is sometimes stabilized with lead. As the tree ages, these chemicals can break away and form harmful dust. On the other side of the coin, Dungy says tree farmers don't heavily rely on chemicals, but worried customers should talk to their local growers. Overall, many scientists and environmental groups agree that natural trees are better. It's true some artificials are now made with recycled plastic, but real trees are a renewable resource and decompose naturally. Plus, natural trees can have a number of secondary benefits. They clean the air, control water runoff, and can be recycled as mulch. Here's our puzzled tree owner, Charlene LePant, again.
I put my real tree outside and I use it for shelter for birds. A lot of times I lean it up against my house. Birds go in it in the winter.
No matter what, if you have a tree, you are creating a carbon footprint. Though the impact per tree in the grand scheme of our average daily consumption is relatively small. Environmentalists will point out that these small decisions do add up. But if you just turn off a few of those lights, you'll probably more than make up for whatever tree you buy. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Janelle Pfeiffer.